You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kristen Powers of Pets Rock at Pet Life Radio. I hope that everyone is having a fantabulous day and is looking forward to this show. For those of you who have ever heard of Disney Channel, our guest today has starred on various shows such as Wizards of Waverly Place, The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and even Nassau Raven. She also worked with Tyler James Williams as a celebrity judge for the American Humane's 2009 Pets and Pals Photo Contest. Welcome, Skylar Samuels. Hi, Skylar. How are you doing?
I'm great, Kristen. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So I am going to eventually interview your fellow celebrity judge, Tyler James Williams, but about the role with the American Humane Society. But I'd like to hear, of course, from you about the whole process of the being a judge for the photo contest and how you got involved with that.
Absolutely. Well, the American Humane Society reached out for me, and they heard that I had just done this movie called Furry Vengeance, and that comes out next April. And Furry Vengeance is an eco-friendly film and lots of animals in it, and I play, you know, an animal lover who protests for animals, and it's, you know, very similar to me in real life. I love animals. I'm a huge fan of pets. And so they had reached out for me and asked me to judge this online competition. And they sent me a bunch of different pictures that they had been collecting for weeks that people had been submitting. And I saw some amazing pictures. I mean, not only talented photographers, but adorable pictures of people and pets. And I got to flip through and pick my favorite ones. And that's how the winners were selected.
Cool. So was it hard picking through all those pictures? Like, what did you do, like, in your mind to figure out which ones were worthy of winning the Pets and Pals photo contest?
Well, it was really difficult. I mean, the photos that people submitted, I mean, there was not a bad photo in there. Every picture was an amazing picture, and they each captured something different. So it was stories and names about each one of the, you know, pets photographed. And so, you know, that definitely played a part. But I tried to choose, like, a good variation, you know, mix of dogs and cats and horses and wild animals and all sorts of things.
So you basically just try to be a variation, but it was still, like, really hard.
Oh, it was so super hard to choose. I chose my favorite. I found a little nuance in each one that maybe I liked a little bit more. But it, honestly, I thought it was so hard to choose. I mean, all the pictures were adorable.
So did you work directly with Tyler James Williams, or did you guys do it separately?
We did it separately. We both got to see the same pictures. You know, and we just kind of corresponded, you know, through the American Humane Society. You know, we both looked at the pictures and did them on our own. But, you know, when I see him this time, I really hope I get the chance to talk to him about it, because I'm sure he had an equally hard time choosing between all those cute faces.
Yeah, I'm sure. Did any photo, like, right now, like, in your mind stand out the most that, like, impacted you?
There was a photo of a female Yorkie, and I have a Yorkie at home, and I saw a Yorkie, and it was one of the shelter pictures, and it was really amazing. The puppy was really small and cute and had a little nose wedged in between the cage, and it was really, really adorable.
Aww.
And, yeah, so that's how I picked my favorite, I think.
Is that why you got involved with, like, Furry Vengeance? Like, what's your deal with animals in your life?
Well, you know, I have a little dog at home who is my baby, and I love him so much, and he's a teacup Yorkie, but, you know, we can only have one pet in my house because, you know, there's five kids, so it's pretty busy as is, but
wow.
I've always loved animals, and I've helped out at pet shelters, and I'm really actively involved with that, and, you know, Furry Vengeance was just one of those lucky projects. I had auditioned for it, and I booked the role, and when I got to read the full script, I didn't realize that it was all about, you know, saving animals and forests, and it was really, really amazing. And so, you know, when we got to film it, it was amazing. I had hands-on interaction with, you know, raccoons and foxes and skunks and, you know, and condors and all these wild animals, and it was absolutely an amazing experience.
Yeah, that sounds so cool. So it sounds like you're interested in, like, even, like, wildlife. Do you have, like, animal that you really like to work with on the movie, maybe not necessarily a pet?
Well, the one that I enjoyed working with were the raccoons side, a pair of raccoons who were brother and sister, and they used to fight like little bulls. You know, they're very charismatic, and they definitely have little attitudes, and they act like little people, and they're really funny and adorable creatures to work with. So if I get to work with them in the future, I would be very lucky.
That's cool. So you said you have your Yorkie right now, right?
I do.
What's your Yorkie's name?
Well, his name is Odie, and he's definitely a little house dog. He's kind of like having like a baby or a tiny kitten. He's definitely a snuggle bug, so I can bring him anywhere. You know, he's only 4 pounds, so I do a lot of stuff with my dog that a lot of people can't do because mine is so small, but, you know, I love him and I try to do as much as I can with him, you know, bring him shopping with me or taking him out to the store, whatever I can do.
Has he been your only pet or have you had pets before Odie?
I had a few other dogs when I was younger. We had a lab for a little while, but I was so little, I can hardly remember him, but, you know, I've had Odie for 5 years now, so.
Wow. How do you guys get Odie? Did you, like, argue or her debate with your parents about getting a dog, or what got your family to get Odie?
Well, he was kind of a surprise. We were walking, you know, locally in town, and they had, you know, a few adoptions available, and we saw him, and we fell in love with him. So, you know, we adopted him 5 years ago, and we've, you know, we love him so much, and, you know, we're so glad we found him, but he kind of found us. It was a surprise that way.
Yeah, that's really cool. So you're just, like, walking out around town. That's really neat. Cool.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back.
Okay, great.
Don't leave this party before it's over, because the best is yet to come. Only losers leave the party early anyway. Party on, back in a few.
Hands up!
It's DesignerPetsSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetsSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetsSweaters.com.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Back to the party.
Let's go.
With the hottest party in town.
Pet Talk. Pet Talk.
Hey, everyone. Now we're back with our amazing guest, Skylar Samuels, the star of the new movie coming out in 2010, Furry Vengeance. All right, so we know you love pets, but we also want to kind of know about your acting side. How did you get into acting, and why did you choose it? Like, what, I guess, drew you towards acting versus something else?
Well, when I was really little, I was always fascinated that there were people on my TV, and my mom always tried to explain to me that, oh, no, they're not really in the TV. You know, they're actors. You film them ahead of time. I said, that seems so cool. You know, I'd love to do that. And so I started as a little kid acting. You know, I did, like, plays and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, I started going out for commercials and that kind of stuff. And as I got older, I started to read for, you know, fun roles, like on the Disney Channel, and then for movies and for other feature films. So, you know, it's just kind of been slowly evolving over the last couple of years, and it's really great, and I love it a lot, and I'm very excited. I have my first movie coming out in a week. It's called The Stepfather, and so that's very exciting.
Cool. So out of all of the acting roles that you've had, what is your favorite, like, genre to play? Like, do you like being, like, in comedic films, scary films, commercials? Like, what's your kind of favorite medium to play in?
It's too hard to say what my favorite is. I think, you know, each role is so different that I enjoy them all for different reasons. You know, I've played, you know, the mean girl, I've played the quirky girl, I've played the super nice girl. I mean, I've played all sorts of characters with all sorts of stories, and I enjoy playing different characters every time. It's really exciting for me, and, you know, I look forward to playing all sorts of people in the future, so I'm really excited about that.
That's neat. Do you ever, like, feel like when you have to play the mean girl, do you ever have to, like, feel like you have to explain to people that that's not what you're like in real life? Like, do you ever have that trouble, like, balancing it out, or do you think people kind of just figure that out on their own?
Well, I'd like to hope that people know that I'm not, you know, as mean as Gigi is and in pretend. But, you know, definitely I think it's good, too, for people to see me in a lot of my upcoming projects. I am, you know, I'm playing a nice girl, so it'll give people a chance to see that, oh, you know, she really isn't, you know, as mean as Gigi is. But, you know, it's all pretend. And at the end of the day, it's just a character. And I always tell people, don't worry, you know, it's not real. The real Skylar is super nice.
Yeah. So you're working on Furry Vengeance right now, is that correct?
I just finished filming Furry Vengeance. We shot it this summer, and it will be out in April.
Cool. So can you give us, like, more of a synopsis on it? I know you've kind of told us, like, snippets of it, but, like, what's the story about?
Well, the storyline behind Furry Vengeance is basically that Brendan Fraser is a house developer, and he moves to the middle of the woods with his family, and he's supposed to, you know, to tear down all the forests, and he's put up these malls and houses in this huge complex. And basically, you know, he gets there, and before construction starts, you know, the animals in the forest kind of find out that he's going to do this. And so they begin to wreak havoc, and they make his life miserable. I mean, they're sneaking into his house, and they're, you know, the animals are doing all sorts of funny things to kind of get back at him, to try to get him to stop. And my character, Amber, she is one of the local townsgirls who is protesting against the forest getting knocked down and is trying to save the forest and the animals. And so she kind of teams up with Brendan.
That's really cool. So you get, like, a little bit of the animals and, like, the environmental movement going. That's neat.
Definitely. I mean, the really unique thing about Furry Vengeance is that while it's a comedy and you'll laugh and you'll be entertained, it's also got a really great eco-friendly message behind it. And so I think audiences will really appreciate that.
Yeah, I know I will. I'm a big eco nerd, and all of that stuff always makes me happy when I see it in movies.
Well, same here. I was really excited about that. I mean, I feel really passionately about, you know, the whole eco-friendly movement that's going on right now. And so I thought it was really unique that a script was developed that incorporated that in such a strong and powerful way. So I'm very excited. Working with Brendan Fraser was incredible. He's definitely a big kid and always had us laughing, and such a wonderful and talented comedian. You know, on or off camera, he was making everybody laugh and is a really cool guy. And Brooke Shields was also in the movie with us, and she is so sweet and so talented. And, you know, she taught me a lot. I've always looked up to her as a role model, and so to get to work with her was really exciting. And so I enjoyed that. And, you know, the whole cast and crew, everyone was amazing, and we had such a great time filming it.
That sounds really neat. Did you learn, like, anything new on Furry Vengeance, like, about anything at all, like animals or the environment, or about your fellow actors and actresses? What was, like, the one of the most memorable lessons that you could take out of that movie?
Well, I definitely learned a lot while I was there. You know, so many lessons to have been learned. But I think the one thing that I didn't realize about working with the animals was how much they're like people, how much, you know, what they need and how they behave and the way that they think and what they do. I mean, they really are like little people, and it was really fascinating to work with them and kind of watch them function, you know, especially on camera. It was really, really amazing, and they're very entertaining, and so I learned a lot from those little creatures.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have a gaggle, I guess is maybe not the best word, but a group of little chickens, and it's so weird because they, like, just run around and like they love each other and you can see them like hanging out, and there's times when they're mad at each other and they don't want to hang out. And it's so weird seeing like human like characteristics in animals, because we don't, so often we don't think of them like that, and a lot, it takes a lot sometimes to see that.
Definitely. No, it's incredible, you know. I mean, they are so small and you think they're so different, but really they have a lot in common with you. So it's really incredible to watch them work.
Yeah, it is. So are there any other like hobbies or activities that you have besides acting that you want to tell us about yourself?
Well, I definitely love photography, and that's been something I've been pursuing for the last couple of months. I got a camera for my birthday, and ever since I have been taking pictures of everything, and so, you know, especially my little dog, and I'm really enjoying that, and that's been a really great activity for me, and yeah, I really love that.
That's neat. So do you, kind of switching gears a little bit, do you go to a traditional school, and or what type of school do you do, and what's your favorite school subject?
I do go to regular school full-time, and my favorite subject would probably be history and English. It's kind of a tie between the two. You know, I love writing, and I love stories and characters, and so English is really great for that, and history as well. I love learning about history and government and all that. I think it's really, really interesting. And this year I'm taking a, you know, European history class, and it's learning about all the great artists.
Yeah, I'm a big history nerd too. I know what you mean. Yeah, it's really cool to like find out what people did like so long before you. And especially I love it when you find people who are so like ahead of their time and just thought of this amazing idea that everyone thought was stupid until like 50 years later everyone's doing it or something. I think that's like really cool.
Definitely, and it's incredible. And I'm a big fan of storytelling, so I love to hear and read about the stories that have happened. You know, I find them so fascinating.
Yeah. Have you ever like thought of, I know a lot of people have trouble with history, like making it come alive. Do you ever like think you would do something like acting like out something historically to make it come alive for people? Or are you interested in like watching that type of stuff? That's just kind of random, but.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, when I read the stories in my mind, you know, I don't think I even mean to do it, but I kind of envision everything as a visual story, as a movie. I kind of, you know, see the different scenes happening and acting out throughout history. And, you know, it's helpful. It's a good way to learn it.
Yeah, because I know a lot of fellow teenagers of mine get frustrated because they're like, this is really boring and irrelevant because they can't, like, make it come alive for them. And it just seems like words on a page that never happened.
Yeah, it's very incredible what it can do.
So are you working on, like, any other projects like for acting right now that you can tell us about, or like anything new in Skylar Samuel's life?
Well, there are definitely a few projects in the works, and hopefully you'll be hearing more about those very soon. But for right now, I'm promoting my new movie, The Stepfather, and you know, Furry Vengeance. Those are definitely the two biggest things on my plate, but there's definitely some stuff in the works, so you'll have to keep an eye out for me.
Sweet. Cool. So, all right. Well, I have one last question for you, and then we can probably wrap it up after that. But I just want to know if you could give any piece of advice to teenagers, whether they are people who want to act or people who love animals, getting through the teenage years, what do you think is the most important piece of advice that one of us could have?
Well, I think for, you know, teenagers unanimously, you know, no matter who you are or where you are, or what it is that you do, I think the most important thing is to really find what you love and to pursue it. You know, as a teenager, you kind of have to, you know, experience all your interests and really find what it is you love. And, you know, whether you love animals or you love music or you love performing, you know, no matter what it is, I say, you know, find what you love and pursue your dreams, because, you know, it'll end up affecting you for the rest of your life, and you could find something you're really, truly passionate for.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for talking to us, Skylar. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Kristen.
All right. Well, everyone, check out Skylar Samuel's new movie, Stepfather, and Furry Vengeance, which will be coming out next year. So I'd like to thank all our producers and everyone who made this show possible. Check out our next show coming out next week. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Let's Talk Pets.
every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.